Friday, 34-week ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of Revelation. Then I saw an angel come down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a heavy chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, which is the devil or Satan, and tied it up for 1,000 years and threw it into the abyss, which he locked over it and sealed so that it could no longer lead the nations astray until the 1,000 years are completed. After this, it is to be released for a short time. Then I saw thrones. Those who sat on them were entrusted with judgment. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, nor had accepted its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Next I saw a large white throne, and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. I saw the dead, the great and the lowly, standing before the throne, and thrones were opened. Then another scroll was opened, the book of life. The dead were judged according to their deeds, by what were written in the scrolls. The sea gave up its dead, then death and Hades gave up their dead. All the dead were judged according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the pool of fire. This pool of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the pool of fire. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 21, verses 29-33. He taught them a lesson. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds are open, you see for yourself and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We need to find God's will to size what happened in our life. Like the Jews, many of us also like to see miracles. The appearance of Mary, her miracles, her weeping, the bleeding of the Jesus' sacred heart, the miracles of Padre Pio or Father Chung Biu Zip. Wherever there is a rumor of these things, people flock to the place with a hope to witness or to receive a miracle. But miracles happen to lighten up faith in people or for them to understand God's message. For example, Jesus performed miracles for people to recognize God's power is in him so that they believe he was sent by God. If after people had witnessed his miracles, but they still had suspicion or no faith or even denied the miracle, they receive no benefit from them. Today, readings teach people to observe phenomena in this universe, to recognize God's will hidden in the phenomena. In the first reading, the author of Revelation reported what shall happen on the last judgment day. His purpose is to confirm that the last day shall certainly happen, and the faithful should carefully prepare for this day. In the Gospel, Jesus reminded his audience that if when they see the fig tree and all the other tree buds bursting open, they know that summer is near. In the same way, when they see the signs of the last day happening, they should know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Second analysis, the first reading. The dead were judged according to their deeds by what was written in the scroll. First point, God rendered ineffective Satan's power. Satan and his companions were expelled from the heaven and now are tied and thrown into the abyss by an angel. The author reported this event as follows. Then I saw an angel come down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a heavy chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, with the devil or Satan, and tied it up for 1,000 years and threw it into the abyss, which he locked over it and sealed so that it could no longer lead the nation astray until the 1,000 years are completed. After this, it is to be released for a short time. This fact shows God's power over Satan. He lets Satan have a certain time to tempt people. When God decides the time is over, Satan is not able to oppose God. Second, the 1,000-year reign. The angel tied and confined him in the abyss 1,000 years. It should let dry and his mother could govern the world in 1,000 years. As the author reported, then I saw a throne. Those who sat on them were enchanted with judgment. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the war of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, nor had accepted its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Some people ask, did it mean that the 1,000 years must happen in this war before the last day and Christ's eternal reign? Based on the book of Revelation and some New Testament passages, for example, Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, or 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 and forward, chapter 15 and verse 24, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, many church fathers, for example, Justin, Irenaeus, Tertullian, the faithful of the first few centuries, and some of the modern sects, Anabaptists, Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, believe the 1,000-year reign shall happen in this world before the eternal reign. The Catholic Church follows St. Augustine in his book Civitatis Dei, chapter 20, verses 7 to 9, does not accept this interpretation. So St. Augustine explained that the 1,000 years were happening. He differentiated two resurrections. First, the resurrection of the dead. This resurrection happened right after people dead. The good soul is resurrected and enters right reign. The second resurrection. This resurrection shall happen before the judgment day. After that, the good soul enjoys this immortal life, while the wicked shall be destroyed forever. Satan and his companions are restrained by Christ. He gives his apostles and their successors the right to buy or to lose, wicked to forgive people's sin. This right exceeds Satan's power. However, Satan and his companions shall have a greater control over people during the time before the last day. Third point, the judgment day. In this day, the following shall happen. First, the universe shall be wiped out. The author revealed, next I saw a large white throne, and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there were no plague for them. Second, all people shall be resurrected and judged. I saw the dead, the great and the lowly, standing before the throne, and thrones were opened. Then another throne was opened, the book of life. The dead were judged according to their deeds by what was written in the scrolls. The sea gave up its dead, then death and Hades gave up their dead. All the dead were judged according to their deeds. Third, the dead, hell, and the wicked shall be destroyed forever. Then death and Hades were thrown into the pool of fire. This pool of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life were thrown into the pool of fire. Fourth, the eternal life for the good. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Second, the gospel. When you see these things take place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. First, to interpret phenomena happened in the world. For example, when people observe phenomena in the world, if they see the same result that happened in a certain condition, Then they conclude it will also happen like that the next time. So Jesus illustrated a practical example which his audience had experienced. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourself and know that the summer is already near. Second point, to interpret phenomena happened on the last day. Jesus continued, so also, when you see the thing taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. The last day will certainly happen. It is not the product of human imagination. Jesus declared to his disciples, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Application in life. We need to find out God's will to all things which happen in our life, such as phenomena in the universe, personal events, and what shall happen before the last day. We need to meditate about three most important things which we heard the liturgy of the world keep repeating: the death, the resurrection, and the final judgment. We need to carefully prepare for the last day, because we shall receive the eternal life or to be destroyed forever, depending on what we have done in this life. Amen.